Today on Castle Country Focus, I have Doreen McCourt with me. She is the director of the Carbon County Animal Shelter and has been there at the shelter for over 13 years. Thank you, Doreen, for taking the time and visiting with us on Castle Country Focus.
Well, thank you, Glenn, for having me. I enjoy talking to you.
Tell me, why do we have an animal shelter?
Well, the purposes of the animal shelter is to kind of take care of the strays, find them homes, get them back to the owners. And like feral cat problem, there's just so many and we can't keep up with it. But people can't take care of them themselves, so it gives them a place to bring the feral animals. Unwanted litters of kittens, puppies they can't find homes for. And that's where we step in and we help. We take the animals they can't take care of anymore and we find them new homes and get them relocated with new owners.
How do you go about finding them new homes? What are some of the processes?
Some of the processes we've been working with half a dozen rescue groups, Payson, Salt Lake, all over the state of Utah, and we do work with one in Vegas for labs. We get some over in Denver, and we post all of our animals on Facebook, and our rescue groups look at them, see what they can take, and then they call us and say, hey, I can take this, I can take this, and I want that. Sometimes we will go up to Spanish Fork and pick a load of dogs up and transfer them to there for them. Sometimes they come down here and they'll pick them up from us here.
And then they find a home for adoption, like up in Spanish Fork or wherever?
Oh, yeah, and they take them all over, and they can end up in California, because these rescue groups are kind of nationwide. That Rescue Rovers is one of them. They go all over Utah, and they go into Mexico, all over, and they put dogs, and then they get homes for dogs. They make sure their shots are up, they're healthy, and they're all fixed, and then they adopt them out. And they're all non-profit, too.
Yeah, you mentioned getting them fixed up and their shots and stuff like that. If I own a dog, what should I be doing to properly take care of them in our community?
Well, if you own a dog and you keep it outside, you want to make sure it has a proper dog house so it get in and out of the weather, that it's watered 24/7, even during the winter, you know, warm water, check the water regularly, feeding it, just taking it off a tether. If it's tethered up, you need to let it off for a while and let it get some physical action with you and take care of it that way. Take it to the vet, get a rabies shot. 6 months and older, it can have a rabies shot, and get them fixed. And they can call us here at the shelter, talk to Kim or one of the girls. We can set you up with Humane Society, and they go to Dr. Thames. We can get you through the Humane Society. If you're working on feral cats or you got a bunch of cats that need fixed, then they also have a program with the Gilmore Homeless Pets that you can get low-cost spades for the cats and get them fixed.
So that slows down the population increase in those critters, right?
Well, it definitely helps, because like a cat, they can have 3 litters a year. The dogs have 2.
In the course of 1 year?
In 1 year, yes.
Wow. So that makes a lot of little puppies are running around.
A lot more cats, and at 6 months they can breed, and then you've got 50 cats in no time.
Okay. You are listening to Castle Country Focus with your host, Dylan Fielding. All right, so do you have to get a license for cats also?
No, you don't have to have license, and each city has their own laws on how many animals you can keep. I know Price City, you can have 3, the county is 5, and this is dogs. I think Wellington's 2, and I think, let's see, well, Helper, East Carbon's 3 dogs, and I think Helper's 3 dogs, Price 3 dogs, Wellington 2 dogs, East Carbon 3 dogs.
You are listening to Castle Country Focus with your host, Dylan Fielding. So if you put a collar on a dog or a cat, how do you identify them? Or how does the animal shelter know that that's your cat or dog?
Like on the cat, it's kind of hard, not unless you put a microchip in them. And a microchip kind of proves ownership.
What is a microchip? What do you do there?
A microchip is just a little, looks like a little piece of rice that it's a, we can scan it and it comes up with a number. And that number is registered to your name and that pet. And if we pick up your dog or it gets brought here by somebody, when you come to get your dog out, it is automatically microchipped. And that's helped us because now we know who the owner is and approves you own that dog. And we can find you and say, hey, we got your dog. And if it's out on the street and the girls pick it up, they're going to try to call you first before they bring your animal here.
Okay, so they can scan the chip right there in the truck, in your truck, right?
Yes, every one of our trucks has a scanner. And Price City does, Byron scans his, and he'll take it home because he knows where it goes.
Okay, well, that's a great service, and so you're not missing your dog.
And there's no sense of bringing it here. If you're home and they just snuck out of the yard or got away from you, you know, I'm going to bring it back to you and say, hey, here's your dog. Found it down the road instead of bringing it here. If we cannot find you or you've moved and you haven't updated your numbers on the microchip, then we will have to bring it here.
And so you can do the microchipping of the animals there at the shelter?
Yes, we can. And it takes you longer to fill out the paperwork than it does to microchip an animal.
How much does it cost?
We charge $20.
$20 for it. And if you're spaying and neutering either cats or dogs, what's the cost of doing that?
Hey, if you come here and you adopt a cat, we charge $40. And that pays just to have the cat fixed. You'll have to get the shots and pay for the shots yourself. Otherwise, we'd have to charge an arm and a leg for the cats, and we'd never get any adopted. The dogs, they are $125 to $150, and that pays to have a microchip fixed and also a rabies shot. Sometimes we get animals in that are already fixed, and the dogs we charge $50, and we microchip them, and the cats we usually just give away.
How many animals do you handle in the course of, say, a year?
You know, it varies. Like here, before we moved to this new facilities, we had like 1,700 animals brought to us out to the old facilities. And it was kind of even, 860 dogs with 840 cats. Out of all of those, we had 181 dogs adopted, 193 cats adopted. The transfer organizations, they took 158 dogs and 88 cats.
Roughly doing my math, there's still 400 dogs and 400 cats that you couldn't adopt or do anything with.
Oh, we had 300 of them that their owners come back and got them.
Oh, that's
over
good.
Over 300 of those. And then, two, at that point in time, all these people coming in and we didn't have a new facility. We put 200 dogs down and 500 cats down. Like last year, when this new facilities, and granted, our community's down, people have moved away, we've had 1,055 brought in. And those 419 dogs, and still cats are 636.
Hmm.
We had 122 transferred dogs and 166 transferred cats. And 90 adopted dogs, 178 cats adopted. Our redeemed was 193 and 21 cats returned. So see, it's picking up. They're returning. They're wanting their animals back because we have their microchips.
Yeah.
So, we only had 14 dogs down last year.
Oh, well, that's much better.
They were mean or sick. Everything adoptable, we adopted out.
Oh, that's good. All right. How do they get in touch with you? If they're missing their dog or cat, how do they call you or get in touch with you? If they're thinking about adopting one, what should they do?
Okay, we're out on the airport road now. We're just south of the landfill in the new facilities. They can call us from 8 to 4:30, Monday through Thursday, 4 o'clock on Friday. Our phone number is 435-636-3747. And then come out and look. Call us if your dog's missing. If you're looking for a specific dog, we have a book. We keep all these in.
Well, thank you, Doreen, for talking with us on Castle Country Focus about this important service in Carbon County.
You bet. I appreciate you calling and talking to me.